Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Tuesday, May 4th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 94 total bills, including 49 for the first time. The most notable of these are some postponed bills from previous calendars, to include House Bill 4139 by Democrat State Representative Garnett Coleman of Houston. This bill would update and transfer the already existing Center for the Elimination of Disproportionality and Disparities to that of the Office of Health Equity under the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's, as he introduced in his healthcare press conference a few weeks back. Another postponed bill today is one from yesterday in House Bill 1869 by Republican State Representative Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock. This bill would limit the definition of debt for the purposes of calculating property taxes to include having to also been approved by an election. House Bill 3046 by State Representative Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston, would require the Texas Attorney General to issue a monthly report identifying certain rules adopted by federal government agencies in response to a presidential executive order that violates rights guaranteed by U.S. Constitution and prohibiting those state agencies and political subdivisions from cooperating with a federal government agency to enforce certain unconstitutional federal rules. Another bill being heard today, House Bill 2497 by State Representative Tam Parker, a Republican from Flower Mound, would establish the Texas 1836 Project as an advisory committee to promote patriotic education and increase awareness of Texas values. Similarly, House Bill 3979 by Republican State Representative Steve Toth of the Woodlands would provide for the development of students' civic knowledge in Texas social studies curriculum standards. This is an anti-critical race theory bill. Another bill, House Bill 1397 by State Representative James White, a Republican from Hillister, would require a contract that acquires voting system equipment from a vendor to also identify each person or entity that has an ownership interest in the vendor itself. Similarly, House Bill 3276 by State Representative Tim Parker would provide for the implementation of video surveillance that retains a video record of all ballot counting locations. Another bill, House Bill 211 by Democrat State Representative Sean Thierry of Houston, would add a sales tax to that of e-cigarettes and other alternative nicotine products. This is notable because it also has two Republican joint authors in State Representative Dustin Burroughs and State Representative Candy Noble. House Bill 2308 by Republican State Representative Gary Gates of Rosenberg would provide for a parent or caregiver who's accused of abuse or neglect of their own children the option to voluntarily remove themselves from the home in lieu of a child's removal. The House Elections Committee will be considering two bills by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston today, related to election integrity. The first of which is Senate Bill 1112, which would increase the criminal penalty for a local election official to suspend early voting ballot board requirements for voter signature verification. The other is Senate Bill 1113, which would authorize the Texas Secretary of State to withhold state funding from local election officials who fail to timely cancel registrations of ineligible voters. The House Public Education Committee is also meeting today, and they're considering Senate Bill 797 by State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola. This bill would require the display of the national motto in public schools and institutions of higher education. The overall Senate will convene at 10 a.m. today as well, and they've added several bills on their intent calendar, to include Senate Bill 1616 by State Senator Paul Bettencourt. This bill would amend the Texas Disaster Act of 1975 to reduce the powers of local governments during disasters. It should be noted that if passed, this would be yet another emergency powers reform bill the Senate has passed over to the House, who thus far has been reluctant to take up the issue at all for both the executive level and local government level. Another bill on the Senate intent calendar is Senate Bill 2026 by Republican State Senator Larry Taylor of Friendswood. This bill would require public school students to receive an education rooted in what he calls informed patriotism, or the study of America's and Texas's founding documents. A priority of Speaker Phelan's in House Bill 17 by Democrat State Representative Joe Deschotel is on the calendar as well. This is one of several bills Phelan named as a priority in his approach to policy issues in the wake of the February winter storm. This bill specifically prohibits local governments from adopting or enforcing any regulations that ban or discriminate against the connection or reconnection of a utility service based on the type of the source of energy. Supporters of the bill say it protects consumer choice and access to energy sources in Texas, to include affordable and reliable sources of energy, such as natural gas. Notably, House Bill 1927, or Constitutional Carry, by Republican State Representative Matt Schaefer of Tyler, was put on the Senate intent calendar as well, having just passed the newly created Senate Special Committee on Constitutional Issues last week. It's unclear as to its prospects for passage of the overall Senate and whether the bill will survive amendments. The soonest it will have the ability to be brought up, though, is Thursday, May 6th. Yesterday, Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager gave an update to his biennial revenue estimate to that of $115.65 billion in revenue available for general purpose spending. This is up $3.12 billion from the original estimate he gave on January 11th, the day before the legislative sessions began. Both chambers of the legislature have already unanimously passed the state budget bill from their chambers. The House of Representatives did so on April 22nd after considering several amendments to the original bill that passed the Senate on April 6th. As of right now, a conference committee has already been appointed, consisting of the subcommittee chairman of the House Appropriations Committee and workgroup chairman of the Senate Finance Committee for the various articles in the budget. The conference committee itself is charged with working through the differences between the version that passed the Senate and the version that passed the House of Representatives, where they ultimately will submit a conference committee report that each body will consider. With the updated biennial revenue estimate numbers, it's unclear what lawmakers or the current conference committee will do with the current draft of the budget document. Today is day 113 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 28 total days left. Deadlines are starting to become more of a reality. We're less than 1 week out from the last day in which House committees can vote out House bills and House joint resolutions to be considered, and then exactly 9 days out from which the overall House can consider House bills and House joint resolutions on second reading. Well, that's it for today's episode. Make sure to check out the Luke Macias Show over on our Facebook page around 3 p.m. today. Join us again tomorrow for another update. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.